This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And moving on to our next story, it's actually kind of related to the case that we were speaking about. Because, of course, the reason, the purpose or the thing, I guess, that allowed for the arresting was the Sedition Act. And Shamini Darshini, Amnesty International Malaysia's executive director, slammed the arrests, saying that the enforcement of this archaic law was a major step backwards for our country, especially in terms of freedom of expression.
Amnesty urged the Pakatan Harapan government to drop all charges against those arrested and reinstate a moratorium on laws deemed as repressive. The group cited the Sedition Act, the Communications and Multimedia Act, and as well as detention laws allowed under the SOSMA and POCA and also POTA.
So they said that these laws should be repealed during the next parliamentary sitting in March and also urged the government to drop all pending charges under this repressive law immediately and without condition. So that has come, of course, with its own responses. Liu Vui-kyong, the de facto law minister, said that how the government treats the Sedition Act will depend on the Home Ministry's position as enforcement comes under its purview. And he said that there'll be a meeting at the end of this month to gather views and suggestions and, you know, decide whether to repeal or amend.
He says the matter is not in his hands because some of these laws are owned by respective ministries. The minister also said that the government will enact new legislation to protect the sanctity of the institution of the monarchy from being humiliated and attacks by irresponsible people.
In formulating these new laws, the government would be looking at the constitutional monarchies in some Commonwealth countries. And Liu said the government would probably be looking also at the punishment side, because at the moment, the punishment for certain offences against the monarchy was, you know, lenient, somewhat on the low side.
Now, Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad, on the other hand, said that Malaysia must properly define what statements are considered insulting to the royal institution. He said that at the moment, our enforcement officers do not understand what is considered insult. So we need to spell out what sort of actions or words can be construed as insults. I have said before that Malaysia now practices freedom of speech. Tun M further said that with this freedom of speech, if you say something that is factual, you cannot be prosecuted.
He also said that if the government shut the mouths of everyone until people wouldn't be able to speak up against acts of crime, then there would be injustice in the country. And I am interested to see where this goes. I do think that further definition would be helpful in this area, especially if, as we heard Minister Liu Vui-kyong say, that there is an interest in changing up the punishment, right? Because if you're going to start defining punishments and also saying that some of them have been too lenient, then I think the definitions on the other side need to be crystal clear.
Yeah, and I actually agree with Tun M on this one. What words or statements exactly are considered to be attacking the royalty? Are you perhaps just asking a question about who they are, or are you maybe just making a small comment about them?
Yeah, it's really hard to say. And I think that clarity is just going to be helpful to everybody else. You can, of course, we're going to be talking about the Sedition Act very soon after this. Our guest on that is going to be Lim Wei Jiat, the Secretary General of HAKAM. He is on the line. But in the meantime, we're going to take a little break for messages. But keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Because freedom matters. BFM 89.9.
This is the Evening Edition with Lynn and Kelvin. We are talking about the Sedition Act, going back to the age-old question of repealing or amending it. We have on the line lawyer Lim Wei Jiat, who's also Secretary General of HAKAM. Wei Jiat, thanks for joining us. So last month, following the Sri Mahamariamman Temple incident, the government lifted its moratorium on the Sedition Act as well as the Communications and Multimedia Act. And at the time, they said that the use of the laws would be reserved for issues involving national security, public order, and race relations. So now some are arguing that this recent case doesn't fall within these categories, and thus the Sedition Act can't or shouldn't be used. What are your thoughts on that?
It is unfortunate that the cabinet then decided to lift the moratorium on oppressive laws, including the Sedition Act. One way or another, it definitely justifies the existence of such oppressive laws in the new Malaysia. But what is worse, which we see today, is that the government seems to be going against its own words, i.e., it is not complying with the strict terms on lifting the moratorium, which is only limited to national security, public order, and race relations. Now, if you keep adding more categories of exception to that particular moratorium, Then one questions, why do you even need the moratorium in the first place? You might as well enforce all of those oppressive laws in full. So to answer your question, the cabinet and the government authorities should keep to their word to not use these oppressive laws unless those limited circumstances apply.
Lawyers for Liberty has also argued that the police should not have gotten involved by arresting these individuals because, to quote them, it's not the job of the police to be arbiters of what's considered acceptable speech on social media. What do you make of that statement?
In my personal view, I agree with the statement by Lawyers for Liberty. In general, the police should not be the big brother to decide what is offensive, insulting, or what hurts your feelings. They are the police which are meant to tackle real crimes, not the moral police to decide what is insulting or otherwise. The police can only step in when speech has a tendency to result in violence. So, for example, if there is hate speech or there's an incitement of violence, then the police may be justified to step in to clamp down on such speeches. But in all other circumstances, the police should not be able to be the arbiter of what is true or false, or what is insulting or otherwise.
So, looking at yet another response to this, Amnesty International Malaysia's Executive Director Shamini Darshni has said that the current use of the Sedition Act is a major step backwards for our country. Do you agree with that?
I agree with the statement that the usage of the Sedition Act is a major step backward for the new government. This goes directly against its explicit promise in their manifesto to revoke the Sedition Act. And it has been 8 months since the general election. The Sedition Act was supposed to be a low-lying, low-hanging fruit that the parliament and government can abolish. But instead, it is still festering and alive today, and it appears that it has become a poisonous legislation that has intoxicated freedom of speech and democracy in Malaysia.
Minister in the Prime Minister's Department, Liu Fui Kiong, said that the fate of the Sedition Act will depend on the Home Ministry's decision. Could you explain to us why that's the case?
I think the minister has that view because he believes that the Ministry of Home Affairs is in charge of national security, hence it should have the final say on the Sedition Act. That may not be entirely true because as Pakatan Harapan politicians and members of the cabinet, you do have a moral obligation to speak out against the use of oppressive laws, to stand for freedom of speech, and you cannot be circumscribed and you cannot push the blame entirely on the Minister of Home Affairs. As Pakatan Harapan politicians, these people have been the target of the Sedition Act for decades. Surely they know the pernicious harm that that particular act has on democracy and political development in Malaysia.
Well, I mean, that's exactly it, right? One would think and one would hope. But why do you think it's so difficult for the government to abolish the Sedition Act once and for all?
Abraham Lincoln very famously once said, and I quote, "Nearly all men can stand adversity, but if you want to test a man's character, give him power," unquote. In short, power is seductive. Power is infatuating. It is addictive. Once you have a taste of it, you want more of it, much less letting go of it. It is the easy way out for most authorities in Malaysia. You charge, you threaten, and you bully the citizen to submission. But the question is, at what cost? People are afraid to speak up. People will not speak up against abuse of power. Government is not being held accountable. From the NGO front, we are not saying that the police should not have laws to fight terrorism and to fight against public disorder. And I commend the boys in blue for doing a good job for safeguarding our nation. But the problem that I have noticed is not the lack of effective laws, but more on the inefficiency administratively, in the sense that there's not enough manpower, there's not enough resources for the police and authorities. Hence, they take the easy way out of charging people, of keeping people in remand, in the hope that the others will not follow in his footsteps. But the liberty of a person is sacred, and so is the freedom of speech, and that cannot be traded for a lack of administrative coordination on the part of the government. What we are saying is, we understand that there are threats out there, but laws must be proportionate to tackle those threats. Don't use a sledgehammer to kill a mosquito. That's what we are saying.
Right. And the minister said that they want to enact new legislation to protect the sanctity of the institution of the monarchy from being attacked or humiliated. What do you think about this move?
In my view, in the very first place, we should try the best we can to not enact legislation which restricts freedom of speech in any form whatsoever. But if the government wishes to reach a middle ground, I believe that an effective law will not be as arbitrary as the Sedition Act, in the sense that what constitutes an quote-unquote insult to the monarchy must be very specifically defined. Its parameters must be confined to very, very limited circumstances. And further, there must be a provision which allows legitimate criticism against the monarchy, such as pointing out the errors or the wrongdoings of the rulers. And these kind of speeches should not be an offence.
The Prime Minister also said in a press conference this afternoon that there's a need to spell out the actions and words that are considered insults to the monarchy. What might these new laws, you know, end up defining?
Well, first and foremost, the fact that Tun Mahathir said that there is a need to spell out the words which are deemed insulting to the monarchy inevitably means that he recognizes the injustice and the arbitrariness and the problem of the Sedition Act as it stands today. And I think the cabinet ministers and the police should really take a hint from him. Having said that, as I've said earlier, we should try to the best that we can to not have laws which curtail the freedom of speech. As to what laws this might be if we are forced to enact them, like I said, there must be two elements. Number one, there cannot be arbitrariness as to what is the definition of insulting to the monarchy. And secondly, there must be a provision which allows legitimate criticism to the rulers.
What are the differences between the Sedition Act and Lese Majestés laws?
Well, I'm no expert of Lese Majestés laws, but on the punitive element side, we look at Thailand and Malaysia. Thailand definitely has more punitive laws in the sense that when a conviction is secured, a person can be imprisoned between 7 to 15 years, while in Malaysia, a person convicted under the Sedition Act could be imprisoned for up to 3 years. But as to the standard of proof and the provision of legitimate criticism, I cannot comment further until I have done further research.
Wei Jiat, thank you so much for joining us. That was Lim Wei Jiat, Secretary General of HAKAM, talking about the Sedition Act and whether or not there is really a need to repeal or amend. We've also received messages about doxing. This from Lim Yung Hui saying two effective ways to overcome doxing. First, don't be a, and then I'm not even going to say the alphabet, don't be a something whole. And two, delete Facebook. We also have this other message here saying on a similar vein, as I see photocopying condo guardhouses, collecting your driver's license and keeping it till you leave, they could do so much with it and you would never know. And that is also very true, and something that I think a lot of people think about every time they slide on through to their visitor's parking lot.
Yeah, I've gotten into verbal fights with security guards before because...
Of course you have, Kelvin.
Well, I understand that they're doing their job, but at the same time, it's no, you can't be taking this document. It's illegal. You need to call your management to stop them from doing this. Why are they doing this? And they don't want to escalate it any further because I think they're afraid of maybe losing their jobs or getting scolded, which completely empathize, but it's not right what you're doing.
The problem is the argument is not happening speaking at the right level, yeah. right? You need to be speaking to management. You don't need to be speaking to the executives of this act, who in this case generally tend to be, yeah, you know, security guards for whom neither English nor Malay is a first language. Mm. It's just a very difficult conversation to have because what are you even really talking? You know, you're just at odds. Kishan says, get out of social media. It's damaging. I think people are increasingly agreeing with that. You can keep those messages coming. WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. We've been talking about doxing. We have been talking about the Sedition Act. Earlier, we were also talking about the impact of the smoking ban on restaurants, on eateries. We've gotten a couple of messages about that as well. We will get to them right after this. In the meantime, right now, we've got Local Natives with Ceilings, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.